The Minister for Health, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, has said she hopes patients will be in the new National Children's Hospital by next Christmas. Speaking at the hospital today, she said she would like to have had access sooner.
So what you've seen this morning is CHI have cleaned the floor, the corridor coming in, helped a little bit myself, and we've put down protective flooring. That will enable us then to bring the beds in, to bring the equipment in through that corridor that you've seen, up the lift and onto floor 6, which is the first floor that we have access to and that we're going to begin to fit out. Over the next number of weeks on that floor, we will bring in well over 3,500 pieces of equipment, beds, medical equipment, computer equipment, all to pave the way to fit out those rooms, those really excellent rooms, to make them suitable for staff and for children to start to come. Then we will get additional access to another floor and so on and so on. The key message today is that CHI are ready. We are ready to move into this hospital, and the more access that we get with BAM, the quicker we can do that work. So we're very, very pleased to be here today. It is behind where we would have liked to have been. We would have liked to have access sooner than this, but we are here today, and we are here to work to get this hospital ready and open as soon as may be. It's a really important day.
Minister for Health Jennifer Carroll McNeill at the National Children's Hospital today. The hospital was originally due to be completed in 2022. It's been beset by delays and cost overruns. The project has failed to meet its opening deadline 16 times. Our reporter Aisling Kenny was there this morning and she's with us now. Aisling, on the question of are we there yet, what did the minister have to say?
Yes, well, Gavin, as you said in your introduction there, the minister is saying she hopes the new National Children's Hospital will be open by next Christmas. Now, we pushed her on exactly when that date would be, but she couldn't give an exact date. The minister said it will depend on construction company BAM. Now, as we know, and as you said there, the hospital has been beset by delays, numerous cost overruns. The project has failed to meet its opening deadline 16 times. Now, there was cleaning taking place there, and you heard the minister talking about that in the clip today. CHI said that was in preparation for the hospital equipment starting to move in. The Minister for Health said she had seen better engagement from BAM over the past few months, but she said that needed to continue, and she said that she expects that to continue over the Christmas period. The minister said she'd been working on what she can control and what CHI can do to be ready to move in. Now, Gavin, BAM is coming under pressure to get the hospital over the finish line. The board overseeing the project has been withholding 15% of monthly payments to the company until a date of substantial completion can be agreed.
Any word from BAM?
Yeah, so in a statement from BAM this afternoon, they say the hospital has been completed, enabling CHI to commence the commissioning process. Now, that's the process to open the hospital to patients. It said it's working closely with stakeholders to manage challenges and to secure the earliest possible opening date. I think we are at the beginning of the end now, but crucially, still no exact date as to when patients will be treated there. So that still remains to be seen. Gavin.
Aisling, thank you. That's our reporter Aisling Kenny, who will be back with the continuation of our Newsmakers of the Year series next.